Praise the Lord. Now, I want you guys to pray for me. I've got a tough message to preach tonight, and I don't rightly know how to preach it. I tried to get out of it all week long, but the Lord just wouldn't let me. So, and my head's just spinning right now. So I just pray that you guys would, or just ask that you guys would pray for me. And I'm very, Mike, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you, church. I love you guys very much, and it's an honor and a privilege to stand before my best friends. And I really mean that. I love you guys. I was just thinking about that as I was sitting there, and just all the time that we've spent together. And I love you guys very much, and I thank you for the opportunity. And Chin graduated today. Praise the Lord. Chin, that's so awesome. And I was just thinking about that, and I was praying about that today. And it's a big step. There's probably a lot of stuff on your mind. And for you guys that don't know, Madeline, she graduated today. And that's Chris and Jared's daughter. And praise the Lord. Probably got a lot of stuff on your mind, and you're probably nervous. I remember that. Me and Jared were talking on the way, and I said, Jared, when did you graduate? And he said, 92. Do you know how long ago that was? Praise the Lord. There was guys at work last night that were talking about that and talking about graduation. You know, it's that time of year. And I was just remembering, I graduated in 2001. That's been 16 years. Boy, life is but a vapor, isn't it? It just... Right? What are you talking about? I got underwear older than that. Yeah. Wow. But praise the Lord. Chin, we gave you a Bible for graduation. And I mean this with all my heart, that book has the answer to any problem you're going to face in your life and anything that you're going to go through. It is the Word of Life. There's a verse in the front of that Bible. When I first got saved, it was one of the first verses I learned. It's Psalm 119, 105. And it says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And Chan, as you grow up here and get past your graduation, you just remember that. And you always look to that Word for guidance. All right, all jokes aside and everything aside, I've got to preach. I want you guys to pray for me. And let's pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to stand before your people, the opportunity to preach your Word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would just get me out of the way, Lord, and preach what you would have preached, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that I not be in the flesh, Lord, that you take away any perceived ideas that I have or thoughts and just get them far from me, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you would preach through me, dear Heavenly Father. I pray, Lord, you preach the Word of God, Lord. I pray, Lord, whatever you want done with this message, Lord, I pray that it would be done, Lord. If there be any here that do not know you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray, Lord, that they would repent and believe the gospel, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, I love you. Please help me to preach, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' heavenly name, amen. All right, the title of my message is Where Will You Spend Eternity? And folks, it's time to get serious right now. And I want you to think about that as we get into this message. And I want you to think about some questions. This question right here, where will you spend eternity? We're not talking about this life, we're talking about eternity. Your life is but a vapor. It's here today, it's gone tomorrow. I want you to think about your eternity. God's concerned with your soul. And your soul's going to go one of two places. It's either going to go to heaven or it's going to go to hell. Let's get into the Scriptures. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. If you go there real quick, you all just keep up with me. I've got a lot of verses. Mike, do I just hit the next slide button and it brings up the next slide?
Yeah, you can use the arrow keys.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you. All right, Mark 1:15.
Oh,
gotcha. On the keyboard. Arrow key.
The right.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
All right, we're going to... Okay, so it's showing me over here. All right, bear with me. All right, Mark 1:15, and this is Jesus, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." I want you to think about these two questions. I want you to think about that question. Where are you going to spend eternity? I don't want you looking at anybody else. I want you looking at yourself. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Hebrews 9:22, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission of sins." Let's get real, guys, tonight. Let's get serious. Let's think about what God's saying here. He's talking about repentance and He's talking about believing the gospel. In Romans 3:25, "Of whom God set forth to be propitiation through the faith that is in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures."
Amen.
"And that He was buried, and that He rose again, according to the Scriptures." I'm just going to ask you today, what's your faith in? What are you trusting in for your eternal security? Is it your money? Is it your car? Is it your house? Is it the things of this world? Because those things are going to pass away. Those things are going to go. It has to be according to the Scriptures. Arrow key. One day I was driving to work and I was with a friend. He's another brother in the Lord. And I just asked him a simple question. I said, "How do you please God?" I want you to think about that for a second. How do you please God? You'd be really surprised at what people's answer to that question is. And he said, "Well, I think you please God by keeping the Ten Commandments. I think you keep it by... doing what God says." Let me tell you what the Bible says. Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith..." I never saw that. Hebrews 11:6. What's 11 times 6? How many books are in the Bible? Praise God. But without faith, it is impossible. 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 You can't do it. Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This Bible does you absolutely no good if you do not believe God wrote it. You cannot pick up this Bible and understand a word in it. I'm talking about the King James Authorized Version of the Bible. You will not. How many times have you heard that? "Well, I don't understand that Bible. It's written too hard. I don't understand those words." Right here. "For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Faith. 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 Romans 10:16. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith..." He's talking about Isaiah. "Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." If you got anything that's not built off of what is thus saith the Lord, you've made it up. You've carved out a God in your head. You've got something that you've imagined to fit your lifestyle. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, period. arrow button. I'd like to ask you a question today, and I'd like to get real serious with you for a second. Does the cross pay for your sins? Have you trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ to pay for your sins? Do you know that Jesus Christ shed blood is the only thing that covers your sins? Romans 3:20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law. Remember, I was talking about my friend, and he said, well, I think keeping the law is how you please God. You will never, ever please God by keeping the law. And you can't do it. Romans 3:20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. You think about all the false religion in this world and all the works that they claim to do, and look what God says. Therefore, by the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, the Bible says. The law brings you to Christ, your Savior. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. And I was just thinking about that right there. But now, the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. In the beginning was the Word is with God, the Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the only begotten, full of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's Jesus Christ. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace. Freely! Don't let nobody put any bondage on you, saved Christian, don't let somebody tell you, you got to do this or you got to keep that. Don't do that. We're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through the faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say it this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. It's not of works. It's not of works. It's not of works. Ephesians, go up a verse there. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. There's two types of religion in this world. Me and Mike were talking about this before church. And it's so true. You just think about that for a second. Think about any religion in the world is going to require something out of you. It's going to require some work. I've got some examples here. Two types of religion. Every false religion in the world, and they always boast. They always boast. Isn't God smart? Not of works, lest any man should boast. Always boasting. Two types of religion. Do and done. Don't ever forget that. Catholics. Seven sacraments. You got to do. You got to do this. You got to keep this. You got to do this. You got to. I hate that religion. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. It is bondage. It is Nicolaitans. It is telling a man that he has to do something in order to go to heaven. It's taking control over a man and saying, you got to do. Do, do, do. It's do-do.
Amen.
Seven sacraments. The Mormons, you got to have strict. Oh, and by the way, you can do all these things, but it's still up to a man. I don't even put my shoes on right most days. And you want to put your eternal salvation in the hands of a man? No way, no how. Justified freely. You're justified freely. Merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You remember that. If you're saved, you remember that. Jesus paid it all. Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witness, that's one of the craziest religions. Even when I was lost, I thought, man, those guys are cuckoo. You got to go around and work and do this and do that. And then at the end of it all, you might be one of the people that gets to go to heaven. You might be.
Right.
It's wicked. It's evil. It's corrupt. It's man. Man always puts man in bondage. Always. Churchianity. I want to touch on churchianity because that's what's wrong in our churches today. They're basing their religion off of lies. They're basing their religion off of what man said.
They're basing religion off false Bibles. They're basing religion off books, radio. Their faith, it's not coming by the Word of God. Their faith is coming on based on what they heard or what they've concocted in their mind. That is not Bible Christianity, folks. That is not thus saith the Lord. That is not Jesus Christ paid it all and it is finished. And by the way, would you see the cross in churches today? Go to church. Don't lie to me. You can't bluff me. I went to those churches. I sat in those churches. They never once mentioned the cross of Jesus Christ and His shed blood.
Wow.
It was all big fluff. Let's put on a show for 45 minutes. You're going to leave here and you ain't going to have nothing. You might be pumped up for 45 minutes, but you're vain, void, absent. You got nothing out of it. I'm not standing up here today preaching Ryan Pagan's opinions. They ain't worth nothing. It's what does the Bible say? What does the Word of God say? Psalm 119:104, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. I hate it. It is against the cross of Jesus Christ. That's taking the cross of Jesus Christ in vain and going about to make your own religion, your own salvation. Muslims, Mormons, Jehovah's Witness, Church of Muslims, you got to keep Sharia law. Mormons, don't even get me started on that. They think you go to a planet and you're in a woman. Does any woman want to have spirit babies for eternity? Come on now. Path to hell. I would do you absolutely no good if I did not stand up here and give you the truth. You got preachers all over this country that do not preach sin and they do not preach hell. I'm here to tell you hell is for real. Hell is hot and you're wicked and deserve it. Proverbs 5:1, my son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to mine understanding. You see, this was me. This was me, Ryan Payton. Right here, I'm going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about the path of hell that I was on. See, you look at me and my life on the outside looked pretty good. You'd say, man, that guy's got it together. He's a football coach. He's a wrestling coach. He's he's a U.S. soldier. Man, that guy's really got it together. I'm going to tell you something. I was so full of sin and corruption and wicked. Wicked, wicked, wicked. You see, that was just a cover-up for my sin. That was just a cover-up for the things in my life that I was ashamed of, the sin and the things in my life. This was me right here. I was on the path to hell. Proverbs 5:1 says, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to mine understanding. You know what wisdom is? The seven spirits of God. It comes by this right here.
Amen, it does.
My son, attend unto my wisdom. Bow thine ear to mine understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as in a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Listen up. But her end is bitter, as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold of hell. That's where that path leads. Praise God, by the grace of God, He sent a preacher into my life. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich. He's rich. Our God is rich in mercy. Unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon Him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Biblical salvation. We need to get back to doctrine, guys. And I don't mean that in this church. Brother Mike, I thank you so much for preaching the whole counsel of God. I love you and I thank you so much for that. That's a preacher, folks. It's not a guy that just takes a blip of scripture. That's what every false religion in the world does. They take one little scripture and they twist it, they snake it, and they mess it up. Biblical salvation is simple. Repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Mark 1:15 again, and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. The gospel is right here. It's this Bible is the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. Acts 26:20, but showed first unto them at Damascus, at Jerusalem, and through all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. Let's get back to sound doctrine. In Titus, it says, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught. The reason I'm pounding this so hard is there seems to be some confusion in the churches today. There seems to be corruption. See, you've got churchianity over here that says you do this. But see, you can't get your doctrine and you can't get your belief off of what they say, what a man says, what's going on in the churches today. It has to be built off of the Bible. What is thus saith the Lord? What does the Word of God say? And that is why I really want to hammer this out. Is let's get back to sound doctrine, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. The gainsayers is what's going on in our churches today, saying that gain is godliness. Gain is not godliness, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Praise the Lord. Acts 2:37. Let's get repent. Remember, repent and believe. Repent and believe. We can go all through the Bible and we're going to get that same principle no matter where we go. There's always repent and there's always believe. There's always the Word of God. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. That's not penitence. It's repent. Not penitence. You don't confess your sins to a man. That does you no good. You got to confess your sins to Jesus Christ, the mediator between man and God. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise, right here, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I'm here today to tell you, save yourself from this untoward generation. We have a generation that is so corrupt and vile and wicked. You don't believe me? Turn on the news. Look around. See what's going on in our schools. See what's going on in this country is upside down. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they, listen here, right here. Then they that gladly received his word, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. They that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day they were added to them about 3,000 souls. You see that? That's salvation. Oh, but Catholics believe you can't get saved at one time. It just says right there, 3,000 souls were added. Why? Because they believed. They trusted. They trusted in God's word. They repented. They had a change of their heart. They were sorry for their sins. Then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Other examples of salvation, it doesn't matter where you go in the Bible, you're always going to have two things present. Repentance, the Word of God. Yeah. There is no salvation without the Word of God, folks. There is no salvation without the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 13:1, this is the third time I am coming to you, and in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Don't let somebody give you a doctrine unless they go, okay, well, that's a pretty good idea. Well, I'm from the show me state. I want you to show me in my Bible where you get that from. Where you, that's a nice idea. You don't have to be mean about it, but show me. Show me in my Bible where you got that concept from. And I don't want some twisted scripture. I don't want you think this is how it is, or, well, I believe it's like this. No, it's plainly written in the Word of God. And if you can't show me plainly in my scriptures, I'm not interested. Belief in the Word of God and repentance equals salvation. Philip and the eunuch, it doesn't matter. Isn't it funny that they took those verses out of the new Bibles? The devil hates the simplicity that is in Christ. He hates the simplicity that is in Christ. Philip and the eunuch. You go back to Philip and the eunuch and you read it. I'll go back there. It's 8:37. I want you to just take my word for it. But what happened? Philip's sitting there and he's reading the Bible. Have you ever caught that? He's reading the Bible. He's reading in Isaiah. And Philip comes up and he says, understandest thou what thou readest? Isn't that funny? Because at that point, he didn't understand what he was reading. Isn't it funny that God turned on the... I don't know if you ever caught that. Understandest thou what thou readest? Well, he says, how can I understand some unless some man teach me? And then he preached unto him Jesus Christ. And then pay attention to what he says. I believe with all thine heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then he went on rejoicing. The thief on the cross, the same thing. Go back and read the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross had Jesus, the Word of God. I want you to understand that is the Word of God. Was right in front of the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross said, seeing we are in this condemnation, he knew he was guilty. He knew he had broke God's law. He knew he was guilty. He had Jesus Christ right in front of him. That simple, just like that. You say, Brother Payne, do you believe in deathbed confessionals? You're darn right I do. You're darn right I do. It doesn't matter when you come to Jesus. It's just if you come to Jesus. Praise the Lord. By the Word of God. The woman at the well. That's one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible. I love that story. Go back and read that. You have Jesus Christ at the well. Jesus told her everything she ever did. He knew all her thoughts. Just like Jesus knows your thoughts. Knows your intentions. He knows your heart. The woman at the well seen that. She knew that. Surely this is the Son of God. This is the Messiah, she said. He said, I'll give you to drink of living water and you'll never thirst again.
Amen.
Praise God. And I'm telling you what, I got saved 2 years ago and I'm not thirsty. Praise the Lord. Keeping the faith. Let's get back to sound doctrine, folks. I'm not preaching work salvation. I am preaching faith. Yeah. You have an end of the deal. It is faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God is a jealous God, capital J. You cannot go after other gods. You cannot hunt with other gods. It is God, the God, Jehovah, God Almighty, and He is very serious about His faith. Let's get very serious about that. I'm not preaching work salvation. Don't you dare put that on me. I am preaching faith. Do you believe what... Did you guys know that there's another Jesus? Did you know that there's another gospel? Did you know that there's an Antichrist? How in the world are you going to know who's who?
Yeah.
He gives you all the answers right here. Let's get serious, folks. We are living in a time like we have never seen before. When God opens your eyes to the Word of God, when you are saved, God will show you things out of His Word. Wow, the thing we live. Know this, in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Those things are going on right now. How are you going to know who the idol shepherd is and the real shepherd is? Jesus said, I am the shepherd. Jesus said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. That is so simple. Don't complicate it. What we do as men is we complicate it. We try to imagine it in our mind with not just taking, thus saith the Lord. It's actually very simple. Don't mess it up. Keeping the faith. I'm talking about keeping the faith. Look what Paul said. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein ye stand. Standing is all through the Bible. You don't see any of God's people that do not stand. They stand. Stand. Right here, keeping verse 2, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep, if, look at the if ye keep in memory that I preached unto you, unless you haven't believed in vain.
Amen.
I pray that's not you.
Amen.
Why are you, what's your purpose? What is it? Are you doing it for money? Are you doing it so you can look good? I'm here to tell you, I pray that you're not believing in vain. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may able to stand against the wiles of the devil. This is the armor of God right here. You put this on. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore you take unto the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, may be able to withstand in the evil day. There's an evil day that's fast approaching, folks. And I'm telling you, either you have faith in what God said, or you don't. So again, I want to ask the question, where is your faith? Where are you going to spend eternity? I'm not talking to anybody else, I'm talking to you. Where is your faith? Where are you going to be spending eternity? One of two places. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Did you know the fiery darts are coming? Did you know the fiery darts don't stop? You say, well, what's a fiery dart? Evolution? Catholicism? Mormonism? Jehovah's Witness? Yea, hath God said? The false translations of the Bible? Those are the fiery darts of the... You don't believe me? Go open a New King James Bible and go to Genesis chapter 3 and see what the devil says to Eve. He doesn't say, ye shall be as gods, like our Bible says. Our Bible says, ye shall be as gods, lowercase g. The New King James says, ye shall be like God. You see what they just did there? That's a fiery dart of the devil. They just made God evil. That's wicked. The fiery darts of the devil, they're all over the place. That's all he does. Don't ever forget that. His methods are very simple. Yea, hath God said. Yea, hath God said. Yea, hath God said. Original manuscripts. Did it really say that? Does it mean this? Oh, this is a better translation. That is how the devil works. He has not changed his tactics in 6,000 years. He is the same. There's no new thing under the sun. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Do you see that? Biblical salvation is keeping the faith.
Amen.
I'm not preaching works. Don't you dare put that on me. I am saying you keep the faith.
Yeah.
You have faith in what God said. Daniel chapter 3, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't go after other gods. They obeyed their God. They didn't worship other gods. Go back and read it. They trusted in the Lord. They trusted what He said. They knew He would save them. Wherever you go in the Bible, it is keeping the faith. 1 Peter 1:12, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Did you ever wonder what kept by the power of God meant? Now remember, your end of the bargain is faith. Do you believe what God said? Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Let's go back here. Let's just look what the power of God is. Mark 12:24, and Jesus answered and said to him, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? Believeth. To everyone that believeth. The Jew first and also to the Greek. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross to them that is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Don't trust in men. Men offer you nothing. They offer you nothing. It's vain. It's void. It's empty. Don't trust what I said. Go to the Bible. What's thus saith the Lord? For your faith. That right there. Wisdom. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. Every false religion in the world is built off the wisdom of men. Wisdom of men. I am not preaching to you today the wisdom of men. I'm not giving you my wisdom. I have none other than what this Bible says. This is what is thus saith the Lord. Let's get back to basics, folks. Salvation. Repent and believe. Salvation keeps the faith. Doesn't matter if you're the thief on the cross. By the way, don't hang your hopes on, well, you know, God will get me before I die. Don't do that. Amen. Don't tempt the Lord your God. You get it settled now. Seed and the sower. I studied this parable for 4 months when I first got saved. And let me explain that. You may have been taught things growing up. You may have learned things growing up. You might have things in your mind that are not with Scripture. You might have ideas in your mind that contradict the Word of God. You see, when I first got saved and I read this parable, I said, Lord, I don't understand it. Did you know that Jesus said, if you understand this parable, you'll understand all parables?
Yeah.
Did you know that? There's so much wisdom in this parable. But let's keep it simple. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Do you believe what God said? Is that what your faith in? Is your faith in what God said? There's four groups. I want to ask you today, what group are you in? There's four groups in the seed and the sower. There's wayside, there's stony, there's thorns, and there's good ground. I'm talking about the condition of your heart today. I'm talking about four groups here. Which one are you in? I want you to ask yourself that question. Am I wayside? Is Ryan going to stand up here and preach the Word of God, and as soon as I leave here, the devil's going to come and take it away immediately? Because that's what the devil does. I'm here to tell you today, I'm here to tell you the truth. And the truth is this. The truth is either you're saved here today and you're this good ground, or you're one of these three other groups. These three other groups don't go to heaven. It's the good ground. This principle is all through Scripture. It's all through Scripture. Are you the wayside? Is the devil going to come and take away the Word immediately? Are you not going to hear what I said? Because I'm going to tell you, this Word's going to judge you in the last day.
Right, it will.
Are you stony ground? Do you have a stony heart? Can the Word of God not penetrate your heart? Is these words I'm speaking, is this Word, are you closing it off? Are you coming up with excuses right now? Is there every reason in the world why you don't want to believe this Word right now? Because I'm telling you, you're stony ground. You got a stony heart. You won't let the Word of God go into your heart. Are you thorns? This is the one that scares the daylights out of me. Saul had thorns. Brother Mike's been preaching on Saul. Saul started out pretty good. You know, a lot of preachers in America have started out pretty good. A lot of good preachers started out real good, preaching the gospel, preaching hell hot. But thorns crept in and choked the Word of God. Gone. That's thorns. The cares and the riches of this world choked the Word and you became unfruitful. That scares the daylights out of me. Or are you the good ground? The good ground receives the Word with an awesome good heart and brings forth fruit with patience. You say you serve God, but how strong is your God if your God can't even preserve His Word? You say you serve God, but yet you don't believe what God said. This is serious. This is very serious. The churches in America have fallen away from the Word of God. They were one of these three groups. I pray that they be saved. Let's not beat them up, but let's give them the truth in love. Let's give them the truth in love. Let's be honest. 2 years ago, that was me. I was sitting in those churches. I was sitting in those... Mike, I hear you loud and clear. I just want you to know that. God uses His preachers with... It's just that that's I have that tendency, and I have that wicked way in me to beat people up. That's my wicked flesh nature, and you've got it too. But let's not beat them up. Let's give them the truth. You have to give them the truth, though. There's no salvation without truth. What are you today? Are you wayside, stony ground, or thorns? Did you know Jesus Christ preached on hell more than anything else? I was just driving in the car the other day, and I thought about this. People claim Jesus Christ, but they don't claim hell. What in the world? Do you realize how stupid that is?
Yeah.
What in the world? Why was He crucified? Why is He the Savior? Why did He shed His blood? It's like upside down thinking. It don't make no sense. That dog don't hunt. Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear Him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. Fear Him. Luke 6:23, and in hell He lifted up His eyes being in torments. This is talking about the rich man. The rich man put all his faith in the things of this world. The rich man wouldn't listen to the Bible.
Yeah, right.
And in hell... In hell, He lifted up His eyes, being in torments and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in His bosom. Revelation 20:10, and the devil that deceived them. I'm here to tell you today, if you're lost, you at this very moment are deceived. The devil has you deceived at this very moment. If you can't see truth and you're lost, at this very moment, the devil has you deceived. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's forever. That makes my bones quake. That is forever. And I saw a great white throne and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. I'm not preaching works. I'm talking, do you have faith in the work of Jesus Christ? A lot of false religions use this to try to put works on people. It's not works. It's Jesus Christ's righteousness imputed to you. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. This is the truth. This is what's going to happen. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire with them. You say, well, I don't think God would do that to His children. Can I tell you something today? Unless you're born again, unless you're saved, you're not a child of God. You're right. But see, now you're going about making man's wisdom. And you're coming up with logic in your head thinking like a man. No, a man would not do that to his children. But we're not talking about man. We're talking about God Almighty. We're talking about a God who has just, who's a holy and righteous God. He's not like you. You're wicked and filthy. He's not like that. But in that He requires strict obedience to the law, He has provided a Savior. He has provided this Savior, Jesus Christ, and paid with His own blood for you. And then He imputes that righteousness. Jesus Christ is sinless. He lives a sinless life. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again. And it's by our faith in Jesus Christ that His righteousness is imputed to us. It's not yours. It's not your works. The truth of the state of man is yet, man is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. Isn't that true?
Yeah, right.
The heart is deceitful above all things. Don't forget that. Your heart is deceitful. Your heart is wicked above all things. Who can know it? God knows it. Isaiah 64:6, but we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. Remember, I said it's the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. The measurement. Don't measure yourself by the world. Don't measure yourself by man. You measure yourself by the book.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, if you measure, you don't stack up very well against this book.
Right.
2 Corinthians 10:12, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. I'm just going to be honest with you. You do that. Sometimes you'll look at your life and you'll say, man, I'm doing pretty good. You know? Look at me. You know, well, against that person, I'm a pretty good guy. But look what that says. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. He's saying, now we know that the things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law. Those are people that are in bondage. Those that are under the law are the ones that are in bondage. The law is established so it brings the knowledge of sin, that you've broken God's law, which brings you to Jesus Christ. There is no way around it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You need to be saved.
Amen.
Saved is born again. You say, well, what is that, Brother Ryan? Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you are not born again, you're not going to see the kingdom of God. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but by incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. I want to ask you a couple of questions today, and I want to get serious. I don't want to mess with your soul. I'm not up here to joke with you. I'm not up here to mess with you. If you have not got this issue settled, if you have not been saved, if you're not born again, today's the day. Amen. If the Holy Ghost of God is speaking to your heart right now, don't put it off. Maybe you're watching online and God's talking to you. Get it settled today, friend. You will not see the kingdom of heaven unless you be born again. God, Jesus didn't say it was a pretty good idea. He said, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Repent and believe. Maybe you're sitting here. Maybe you're listening to me online and God's dealing with you about other things. Get it settled. Don't tempt the Lord your God. Confess your sins. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't you lie to God. You can't lie to God. You get it settled. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you very much for the opportunity to preach your word, Lord. Counted an honor and a privilege, Lord, to get to stand before your people. Lord, it's nothing that, Lord, you know me. And Lord, you know, Lord, what I'm capable of and what you saved me out of, Lord. And I thank you every day for that. Lord, if you're dealing with somebody right now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they wouldn't ignore you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that they just settle this today, Lord, and come to know you as a personal Lord and Savior. Lord, don't let them. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you would just... we love you, Lord, and I thank you. I thank you for this time, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that... Lord, if I've stood in the way of anybody or I've hindered your work, Lord, I'm sorry. I love you, and I thank you for this message, Lord. Thank you for these people. Ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.